This is Passport to Texas. Nature tourism fostered the development of many trails statewide, on land and water.
Parks and Wildlife has a Texas Paddling Trails program, and we kicked off in 2006 with our first inland trail.
Shelley Plant is the nature tourism manager at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Here we are now in 2019, and we have 76 trails throughout the state of Texas. We have coastal trails, inland trails. Some are on rivers, some are on ponds or bayous, some are on bays. We give information about the local canoe and kayak rentals in the area where they can get equipment, or who can provide a shuttle if they have their own. So we try to make it as easy as possible to get out on the water and enjoy nature from a different perspective.
Canoeing and kayaking offer distinct benefits over traditional hike and bike trails.
Paddling on a trail just gives you a different view of nature. You are quieter. You're able to sneak up on the animals a little bit so they don't fly off as much and they don't run away, and you can maybe see things in their natural habitat.
The nature tourism movement has made a positive impact on both rural and urban communities throughout the state.
Paddling trails aren't just at state parks. We have them all over. They require community partners, so they're in stretches of river outside small towns like Seguin or Luling. Austin has one. San Antonio has one called the Mission Reach, and it goes right through the cultural district around the missions.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.